Well, we've got about 3 weeks away from a unbelievable, amazing program that's called Let's Feed Our Children. And that comes to us through the United Way of Whitesay County. And joining us in studio to talk about that and a few other things, Carrie Olson, good morning.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm doing well.
You didn't come in with an umbrella.
You know, I did not because I was able to park very close. And I'm pretty excited because I think that April showers bring May lunches. Isn't that how it works?
I think that's how it works. All right. Wow. Yeah. There's an odd twist. Yeah, well, you know, we started talking about this a couple of months back because of all of the elements involved, just a huge program. Let's Feed Our Children. How's our progress going, Carrie?
We are really in crunch season now. We are making sure that we've got everything in place so we can start serving lunches on May 29th. So it is starting soon. As soon as those kids are out of school, we're going to start serving lunches. So this is something that we've been doing since 2001. It started back when Northwestern Steel and Wire closed.
Wow.
And so when that happened, the community realized there was going to be a need for summer lunches. So they started this program as a one-year Band-Aid to the issue. And it hasn't stopped because the need hasn't stopped. So yesterday I was looking through the numbers. How many lunches did we serve? The oldest numbers that I could find was about 2010. But even going back as far as 2010, we are still serving more lunches than what we did, you know, well more than a decade ago. So it is just the need keeps increasing for this.
Now, I've been to a couple of banks in the area, and I've noticed tables and people have already been making contributions at their local banks.
Which is fantastic. So we are doing a food drive for individual canned pasta. So the things like Chef Boyardee, maybe some Easy Mac noodles, ramen, chicken noodle soup, anything that's individually packaged and kid-friendly, we're certainly interested in. We like to give the kids a variety of food, and so one of the meals they get through the week is pasta. And pasta can be a little pricey, so we really need the help of the community to help offset the cost of these meals with doing some of those donations. So you can drop it off at Sauk Valley Bank and at Community State Bank. Also, many churches are doing this drive on Mother's Day. So this weekend, you can take the food to most churches and drop it off. Otherwise, you can always stop by the United Way office. And if we wait a little bit closer to May 29th when we're serving, you could drop it off at New Life Lutheran Church, which will be our new location that will be packing meals this summer.
You know, some of these numbers identify the urgency with 15% of Whitesay County children who were food insecure, which means they don't know where their next meal may be coming from.
15% is a lot of kids. And we take away that safety net of school where they're getting lunch. And actually, a lot of them are getting breakfast at school as well.
Right.
So they're losing that safety net of having school food for breakfast and for lunch. And we need to step in and fill that gap and make sure that our kids don't go hungry this summer.
Yeah, I see below that some percentages and some numbers, which are amazing that you've put together, Carrie.
Yeah, Feed the Children has increased by 50% every summer since the pandemic. And that's at least 50%. Yeah. We've had some that are much larger than that. Last summer, we served over 34,000 meals. And this summer, we're projecting 45,000 meals. It is a lot, but the demand keeps increasing. And I think we can understand that because all of us have been to the grocery store and we know how expensive it is getting. But it's not just groceries that are getting expensive. The biggest issue that many of these families are seeing right now is increase in their rent costs. And so rent is skyrocketing, and so they're pulling from the grocery fund to pay for the rent. And so it's really putting a strain on our families.
Right.
And so we're going to try and help alleviate some of that and make sure that the kids don't go hungry this summer.
Wow, that's a tough choice.
It is. It's impossible. Yes, how does a family do that?
Yeah, it is. Let's see, 29th, that's 3 weeks from tomorrow, we put the whole machine into motion.
It does start. So it starts May 29th at 20 different locations. We probably have a spot that's close to your home, your kids, your neighbors. Anyone should be able to come and get meals that they need. So we'll be serving every Wednesday from 12 to 12:30. You show up. Your kids show up, they ride a bike, they walk, you as an adult, whomever shows up, lets us know how many people that you need to feed, how many kids are in the household, and we will give you a grocery sack for each one of those. Each grocery sack has four lunches in it. Mm. And so that should go quite a ways in providing the need there. So 20 different locations, but I do have an important note on two of them. Mm-hmm. Two of them do not start May 29th because the schools are running a little bit later than the rest. So that is the case in Sterling and in Morrison. So Sterling and Morrison will not start until June 5th. Okay. But everyone else starts, you know, May 29th.
And a couple of new things this year as well, Carrie.
We do. Our 20th site is going to open up this year.
Wow.
We're going to be serving meals in Albany at United Methodist Church there on First Street. It was brought to our attention that we might need more help in Albany because it's kind of out there on its own and those kids can't make it to Fulton to pick up lunches.
Right.
So we decided that we needed to fix that problem. So we're going to open up a new site in Albany this year.
Wow. And let's see, 20 sites. Also new this year, how are we working the sites and transportation? Is we get enough volunteers? Are we adding people at sites?
We are adding people at sites. Previously, we've been working with one volunteer at each site, and we've decided to put two at each site this year for lots of reasons. Number one reason is child safety. We want to make sure kids are as safe as possible, and there are safety and numbers. So we wanted to do that. Also, logistically, it's a huge help to us as well because we have volunteers who are doing these roles of handing out lunches. And sometimes a volunteer will sign up in May to hand out in August, and then they'll forget about it. And then nobody shows up to hand out meals at a site, which is very problematic.
Right.
So if I have two people, the chance of that happening really just is eliminated. So we want to make sure to have two people at every site. And some of these sites are very busy. So having a second hand will be really helpful to them.
And mascots?
We have mascots now.
How'd this come about?
I was jealous of the NFL, and so I wanted to have mascots. No. We had the kids from the Whiteside Area Career Center, the CEO class. They came to United Way, and they were learning about what it takes to be an executive director of a nonprofit and what some of the tasks are that I would do on day-to-day. And so I gave them some tasks to do. And I said, take a look at Let's Feed Our Children and tell me what you think. And they said, we think you need mascots. And I agreed. So they came up with the idea of superheroes. And who doesn't love superheroes?
Right.
So we now have superheroes on our flyers, and we're going to be using those in connection with all of it. And we're even going to do a coloring contest with the kids this summer who get lunches with the superheroes. So it should be a lot of fun, and I love the suggestion from the CEO students.
Yes. Wow. Well, thanks to them. They're great bunch.
They are wonderful.
You know, right when you think you reach that moment, it's like, I can't come up with another idea. You tap into them.
They had so many fantastic ideas, and so many of them I thought, why didn't I think of that? They were amazing.
You know, we're with Carrie Olson from the United Way of Whiteside County, a huge program coming up, Let's Feed Our Children. Well, I say huge because, Carrie, it says here an army of volunteers are needed, and I see the number there, and it's like, wow.
an army of volunteers. I don't know any other way to describe it. We need to fill 664 volunteer positions over the course of the summer to make this program work. It is an astronomical number. However, I can say that we posted this on social media about 2 weeks ago, and I checked last night, and we're 55% full for the entire summer.
Okay.
And so, which is fantastic, which means, and this happens most summers, if there's a particular location you're interested in or a certain job that you really like to do, you're one of going to get signed up very quickly for that because spots are running out. If you have a particular thing that you want to do, make sure to register now because every year I have somebody who calls me and says, I really want to hand out lunches at such and such place. And I have to tell them, sorry, it's full for the whole summer. So just make sure that you can get the location and the job you want, and we would be happy to have you. Now, it's all online. I need that platform to track 664 volunteer positions. But if online is not your cup of tea, don't worry about it. Give the office a call, and we'll go ahead and get you registered and give you options and make sure that you get the position you want.
You know, when you look at this, you kind of step back and say, okay, what's the most crucial part of this operation? But when you look at it, all of it is, from packing the lunches to prepping for the following week and everything in between.
It's just a lot of moving pieces to make this happen. So the packing it would make Henry Ford proud. It is an assembly line. Yeah. We bring the Walmart Distribution Center out, and they help set us up so we can be as efficient as possible because we're going to be packing 4,000 meals every Tuesday. And so that takes some time. Right. So we make sure that we have it as organized as possible so when volunteers come in, they understand what to do, and they can get to work, and we can use their time as best as we can. But we also need people to transport meals, and we need people to help count meals. We need so many to go to this location and so many to go to that location.
Right.
We need people to hand out lunches. We even need people. We need people with forklifts to come and get meals, get pallets out of delivery trucks down to ground level. We have to do a lot of things to make this work because United Way is not designed for this. So that means we don't have warehouse space. We don't have forklifts.
Right.
We don't even have enough tables to do this. So we are involving everyone in the community. Mm. We're borrowing tables from schools and from the chamber and lots of different places so we can get what we need.
Wow.
It just takes a lot of effort, but this community support has been just really great.
Yeah. You know, I was thinking if somebody, you know, just can't get away or has other obligations throughout the summer and can't, help with any of this, one of the things they could do, I was thinking, okay, we're going to, somebody's going to be transporting lunches, from here to Albany or some of the other locations. Maybe just drop off a gas card and say, this is for the volunteers to put in their tank so that they can get to where they need to be.
Absolutely. We cover a huge territory. And if you're in Albany and you're coming to Sterling to pick up meals and driving back, that really adds up very, very quickly.
Right. Because along with food prices, gas prices are...
Yes, they are.
We don't know where they're going to be when we get near summer, but sometimes it fluctuates. But we can only anticipate that it stay the same or go up.
Yep, absolutely. So we have a lot of moving parts for this, but we do all that coordination to make it easy as possible for our volunteers.
So sign up online. So all somebody has to do is go to uwwhiteside.org. Is there any particular place on the page they look for?
Sure. If you go on there, it says upcoming events right on the home page, and it'll have a spot for Feed the Children volunteers. Click on that, and you'll be able to see. You can sign up for one day. You can sign up for one day every week. Whatever works for you, we'd be happy to have you. We also are happy to have kids that come and volunteer as well.
Wow.
So we have the Impact students from Sauk that come and volunteer their time, which are incredible helpful.
Yes.
But we also have youngsters who come, elementary school-aged kids who come with their parents and help. Our only rule is they have to be tall enough to see over the tables. I know. We got to have some rule, but that's our rule.
And then, let's see, the pasta drive will be, is it running yet, or where are
Yeah, Mother's Day is generally our target market for the pasta drive, and that is this weekend. However, we're going to be using pasta all summer long, so we can be really flexible with that. And there is a particular pasta that is especially interesting to us and the children, and it's one that you may not know about unless you have kids at home. So if you're familiar with Easy Mac, that's the macaroni and cheese that comes in the bowl. Well, they have a new one that comes without the bowl. And it's a lot less expensive, and it fits into the lunch bags easier, and it takes up less room, and it's lighter, so it's easier for the kids to carry. So it goes a lot farther that way. So if you can get Easy Mac that's in the pouches, that would be our request.
Oh, yeah. And then... Well, like I mentioned, well, I live in Morrison over there at Community State Bank. I see a table full. And here, Sauk Valley Bank, you know, a table's full. You can drop off there, too.
Absolutely. And if your service club or your church or you as a family want to do this, we'd be happy to have it. We have people who just, when they're shopping for the groceries each week, just add a little something extra in the cart for us and bring that to us. And we certainly appreciate that.
Now, I know last year you had a concern. It's like, we need to find a new location because we need a bigger space. And New Life Lutheran Church on Lynn Boulevard says, here's your spot.
They were amazing. They have a gymnasium that's 6,000 square feet. And the interesting thing about that was exactly the math that I did. I thought, I think I need about 6,000 square feet. And there it was. And it's got everything we need. And honestly, our list of needs was extensive. I need doors that are big enough to bring pallets in.
Right.
I need it to be somewhat air conditioned so my food doesn't deteriorate and neither do my volunteers. And I needed access to that space for the whole summer. I can't just, you know, move the operation if they have a funeral visitation or something to that effect. And they offered it to me for the entire summer free of charge.
Wow. That's and that took a huge worry away.
It was amazing. We're very excited about it, and we'll be moving in a couple of weeks.
All right. Hey, let's feed our children. Everything is getting ready to roll. Goes into Super Motion coming up starting on May 29th and goes each and every Wednesday through August 7th.
We'd be happy to have you join us.
Absolutely. Well, Carrie, good luck, and thank you to you and all the work you do for this and all the volunteers that have stepped up. And you get want to get involved with this amazing program, which needs that much help. UWWhiteside.org, or give them a call, 815-625-7973.
Thank you very much.
Anyway, Carrie, thank you for braving the rain and telling us about this unbelievable, very important program.